it annoy you when people try to read too much into some of the lyrics? They can't just take a song at face value. They have to say, well, this must be about this person, or this must be about that person. Yeah,
you know what? It really doesn't matter. You know, there's been times in my career when I've written songs and they've really specifically been about people, and quite often people have totally got the wrong end of the stick. So, you know, I tend, you know, my answer to that would be, you know, if anybody's like naming names, it's more like, look, this is my experience and my expression of that experience. You know, it's, there's always two sides to a story, so I can only give you mine.
So we can't talk to a Spice Girl without talking about the Spice Girls a little bit, if that's okay.
Of course.
Is there anything in this life that is ever going to top standing on the back of a black cab singing Spice Up Your Life at an Olympic closing ceremony? Is that just the pinnacle for you?
Well, I think when it comes to career and performance, that is it. That is the pinnacle. Saying that, I had a rather spectacular evening on Saturday. I was asked to perform on stage with Mo, who is an incredible Danish artist. She's really young. She had that huge hit with Major Lazer.
Mm-hmm. DJ and Justin Bieber, yeah.
Justin Bieber, yeah, yeah. I mean, she's doing incredible things, quite deservedly so, because she is amazing. I loved her show. But she covered Say You'll Be There. She recorded it about 2 years ago and asked me to come up on stage with her at the Roundhouse. And when I did, the audience went ballistic.
I bet.
It was insane. So that was another really special moment in my memory that will, you know, live forever.
Do you get a little bit nervous, though, when you're touring with a new album? Because it's new lyrics, it's new styles, it can be different audiences as well. These aren't going to be the people that were watching you 20 years ago, are they?
Yeah, do you know what? I get nervous all the time, and especially if something's new and if you haven't done something for a while. You know, it's very different being in the studio and writing and then you're out there promoting. So when it comes to the live stuff, it may have been, you know, months, even years since you've toured. So that's always really daunting. But you have to get back on the horse and it comes back quickly, all that muscle memory. And it's funny because even though, you know, you'd be worried about new songs and forgetting lyrics and things, I forget the lyrics to songs I have sung hundreds of times. I think it's an age thing. But yeah, my band do find it quite funny. Sometimes I will repeat the same line again and again until I find my place. But luckily, lots of the fans know the words. So sometimes I have to depend on them.